Hello. Today I want to talk about burnout prevention. So what is burnout? It's the imbalance of psychological resources and individual demands. It's a state of mental, emotional, and physical exhaustion brought on by excessive and prolonged stress. How we notice it is not just through the exhaustion, but through detachment, through dehumanization when dealing with others, depression, feelings of inadequacy, cynicism, lethargy. Burnout can come out and occur when you're not in control of how you carry out your job or when you lack support. It's noted when you feel overwhelmed, emotionally drained, and unable to meet constant demands. It reduces productivity, zaps energy, leaves you feeling helpless and hopeless and cynical and resentful. But the truth is, burnout's not just a simple result of long hours. So what are the effects of burnout? Well, first is your health. It impacts your physical and emotional health. If we're more prone to high stress if there are problems at home and vice versa. There's such a crossover between the two, the personal and the professional life, that if we're burned out in one area, it's going to leach into the other. Negative effects of burnout spill over into every area of our life. Home, work, and social. It can cause long-term effects to your body that make you more vulnerable to illnesses. It impacts your relationships, your professional life, your personal life. So, when we're talking about burnout prevention, what is that? Well, burnout prevention is self-care. And the most recent buzzword is work-life balance. Self-care is an activity completed with the intention of improving or restoring health. Personal health maintenance. Burnout prevention and self-care. Well, when we're talking about those things, I'm going to give a couple ideas. First, set boundaries. Say no. Balance your caseload or your workload. Delegate to other people. Finish as much paperwork as you can at the office so that you can have boundaries between your work and home. And when you're home, you can enjoy being with the people that you love. Seek supervision. Good supervision is more than the discussion of cases or clients or people that you're auditing. It's touching base on how you're doing. And sometimes for people, it's saying to their supervisors, going through some stuff personally, but this is my list of to-dos on my list for this week that I know I can get done. Attend in-person trainings. I know that it's not realistic that we attend all in-person trainings. I know I can't do it. But when we go to in-person trainings, we're seeking and receiving more support in an area that we need to have education and knowledge in. We have more opportunity to ask questions and receive the support. Celebrate milestones. Whether that's for you or for your colleagues, celebrate those milestones and those victories. You might be just emailing a company-wide email recognizing the efforts of your employees. It might be going out to dinner after your colleague completes their full licensure and passes their board exam. Recognizing those things leads me to the next part. When your daily work, working hard, is recognized and rewarded, your strengths are magnified. Other ideas for self-care regarding burnout prevention would be maintaining a life outside of your job, enjoying your hobbies, your friendships, your loved ones, creativity, your physical activity. Don't ignore your basic maintenance. Sleep 7 to 8 hours per night. Eat. Drink water, exercise. We don't get enough exercise. exercise and eating healthfully are the most underutilized antidepressants and anti-anxiety agents that we have access to. So scheduling those things out. For me, personally, I make it a goal to do something, even if it's just walk, for 30 minutes. I can read a book. I can listen to a podcast. I'm going to be doing those things anyway. Set weekly rituals, whether that's cooking or reading or a massage, hiking, whatever that is. Those rituals and routines are things that you're going to look forward to. And that consistency is so helpful when we're stressed. Spend time with positive people. Bring in that positive energy. Limit the contact with negative people. That positive social interactions with your coworkers, instead of being on break, spending time with on your phone, interact with those positive people that you see every day. Schedule social events after work. Hold walking meetings. And I said walking meetings, which totally feeds into this exercising part too. Recharge throughout the day. That might be each hour taking a minute to stretch from your desk or making an intention that you will meditate at some point in the day. So you put down your phone, you might listen to your favorite app and just take a few moments to recharge. Schedule your vacations, retreats, take mental health days. Those things are so important, especially when you're feeling stressed, so that you can come back recharged for the next day. Increase your self-introspection. What I mean by that is journal, meditate, pray, whatever that is. But finding in yourself the thing that you're rumbling with, the thing that you're struggling with, and process it. Increase self-efficacy. Self-efficacy is the belief in your own personal ability to accomplish personally meaningful tasks and goals. The stronger level of perceived efficacy that we experience allows for us to experience less stress in challenging situations, because those situations become less stressful when we believe that we can cope, when we believe that we have the skills. So look to someone who models self-efficacy. Another way that we might utilize this self-care when it relates to burnout prevention is seeking therapy. It relieves stress, assists in coping with the stresses in our lives, but also with a stressful career. Sitting with someone can sometimes help us meet these additional goals that we set for ourselves, because it allows for someone who's objective and not in our life to kind of sift through and help us formulate the next steps of moving forward and also how to care for ourselves. I really love this quote by Jennifer Loden. It says, "Self-care is not selfish or self-indulgent. We can't nurture each other from a dry well. We need to take care of our own needs first. And when we give from our surplus, we can give from our surplus, our abundance." I think that we're so worried about taking those moments for self-care and being selfish. But sometimes self-care, and the reality of self-care, is the most selfless thing that we can do, because when we are taking care of ourselves, we're better able to take care of others, and we're better able to take care of our jobs. Kind of like being on an airplane, we're supposed to put our masks on first so that we can help the people around us. So please don't lose sight while you're struggling, maybe with a hard career, maybe with the snowball effect of one thing piling on top of the other as it rolls down the hill in your personal life. Maybe there's just a lot going on. But these are just some of the ideas that I have and that I can share to maybe help you as you reach your goal to prevent burnout in your current life. Have a great day.